Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by, and welcome to the Board of Governors and EIM Governing Body General Sessions conference call. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. Later, we will have a question-and-answer session. Instructions will be given at that time. If you need assistance during the call, please press star then zero. As a reminder, your conference is being recorded. I would now like to turn the conference over to your host, Roger Cullington. Please go ahead.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Board, Governing Body, stakeholders on the phone, and welcome to the joint session of the Board of Governors and the EIM Governing Body. Because this is a joint session, the way we're going to the process today is to walk through the I will walk through the agenda after I do the roll call, and we do have the one item on the agenda today that you can see that's been published. So with that, let me go ahead with the roll call. From the Board of Governors, Chair Olson.
Present.
Governor Golitova.
Present.
Governor Bhagwat.
Present.
Governor Leslie.
Present.
Governor Borenstein.
Present.
Thank you, Board. From the EIM Governing Body, Chair Linville.
Here.
Member Decker.
Here.
Member Fong.
Here.
And Member Prescott.
Here.
Excellent. So we do have each member of the board and the governing body present and a quorum on each. So the first item on the agenda is public comment, and that's for public comment for any items that are not on the agenda today. So any issues, any comments that anyone from the public has, this would be the time to address that. Operator, are there any comments?
If you have a question, please press star and one. And there's no one in queue at this time.
Excellent. Thank you. The item on our agenda today is the decision on the EIM Governance Review Committee charter revisions and the appointment of an additional member to the Governance Review Committee. And just as a quick overview, first we'll have Peter Colucci doing management, providing a presentation on management's proposal. We'll have an opportunity for public comment, and then an opportunity which we'll try to basically go in order for governing body comment as well as board comment. And from there, we'll move to the decision on the motions. So with that, let me turn it over to you, Peter.
Great. Thank you, Roger, and thank you, members of the ISO board and the members of the EIM governing body. I would first like to point out that there is no PowerPoint presentation for this summary. The content, however, is covered in ISO's the memo that's been posted online. Just to provide a little bit of background on this process, the GRC is a temporary advisory committee to the EIM governing body and the ISO board that will be designed to lead a stakeholder process to consider any potential refinements or enhancements to the EIM governance structure in light of experience and evolution of the EIM to date. On June 28th, the governing body and the board jointly approved a charter for the creation of the GRC that established the size and structure of the committee, as well as the process to choose its members. The charter lays out various qualifications and criteria that the governing body and the board should consider in establishing the GRC, including that the GRC will be geographically diverse and collectively reflect a broad range of stakeholder and industry sectors that are involved in the EIM. At the September 18th meeting, the EIM governing body and the board unanimously voted to approve the 10-member slate. However, one member of the slate had announced a change of employment, moving from an investor-owned utility in Arizona to a publicly owned utility. After some discussions, the body supported keeping that person on the slate and expressed a desire to increase representation from an investor-owned utility. Both bodies agreed that they should consider adding one additional member to the GRC and asked the ISO management to make a recommendation for an additional member, which is laid out in the memo that's posted online. ISO management proposes adding Mary Wenke to the GRC. She was on the list of the initial GRC nominees that were ranked by stakeholders and is the Vice President of Market, Environmental, and Transmission Policy at PacifiCorp. She's been very actively involved in matters relating to the EIM and is very well suited to provide an additional investor-owned utility perspective in connection with matters that the GRC will be considering. Because the charter for the GRC states that there will be 8 to 10 members that are appointed from the pool of nominees and 11 to 13 total members, adding a new stakeholder member will require amending the charter to increase the membership limit by one. A redline version of that charter is posted along with the memo online. And with that, I'd like to open it up for any questions.
If you do have a question, please press star one.
This is an opportunity for public comment on the management proposal.
Thank you. And no one's queuing up at this time.
Excellent. Let me now move to the governing body to ask if any of the governing body members have comments or questions.
This is Val, and I just wanted to make a comment, and I wanted to commend Mary for being willing to take on the extra duties that are going to be required by the Governance Review Committee. You know, I would venture to guess that there was a brief moment in time when Mary thought that just maybe she would be relieved of the extra duties, but that moment has passed, and I know we all thank her very much for hanging in there with us. And I will be voting in support of management's recommendation.
Thank you, Val. Any other questions or comments from the governing body?
This is Carl Linville, and I just also want to express my support. I think without Mary, we don't have an IOU representative from outside of the California ISO immediate footprint. We do have one from PG&E, but I think it's important to have one with that external perspective as well. And I think this contributes to the breadth and diversity of our committee, and I look forward to seeing their work going forward. That's all.
Thank you, Carl. Any other comments or questions from the governing body? Okay, with that, let me move to the board. Any questions or comments from the Board of Governors?
This is Dave Olson. I'd just like to second the comments that both Val and Carl Linville have made. I think this is a very good and important move to expand the GRC this way with adding Mary Wenke.
Thank you, Dave. Any other questions or comments from the Board of Governors? Hearing none, let me go ahead and move to our motions, and we will first start with the EIM governing body. And the first motion, or I'll read them both together actually, is move that the EIM governing body approves a revision to the EIM Governance Review Committee Charter to increase the maximum number of committee members by one member as set forth in the memorandum dated October 8, 2019, and move that the EIM governing body appoints the following additional member to the EIM Governance Review Committee, Mary Wenke. With that, go
this
ahead.
This is John Prescott. I make that motion.
Thank you, John. Okay. Do we have a second?
A second. This is Val.
And I will walk through the roster here for your yay or nay on this. Chair Linville?
Yes.
Member Decker?
Yes.
Member Fong?
Yes.
Member Prescott?
Yeah.
Excellent. Thank you, governing body. The next motion is for the Board of Governors. Move that the ISO Board of Governors approves a revision to the EIM Governance Review Committee Charter, for the Governance Review Committee Charter to increase maximum number of committee members by one member as set forth in the memorandum dated October 8, 2019. Move that the ISO Board of Governors appoints Mary Winky as the additional member to the EIM Governance Review Committee.
So moved. This is Angelina.
Thank you, Angelina.
Severin.
Second by Severin. Governor Olson?
Yay.
Governor Golitova?
Yes.
Governor Bhagwat?
Yes.
Governor Leslie?
Yes.
Governor Borenstein?
Yes.
I heard yes.
Yes.
Okay. It was very faint. Thank you. All right. With that, we have both motions have been approved, and we can welcome Mary Winky to the Governance Review Committee, and we have a charter that has been amended. I think unless there's any other business from the governing body or the board, we can adjourn.
Thank you very much, all.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for your time, governors and governing body members.
Bye-bye.
Have a good day.
Bye.
That does conclude our conference for today. Thank you for your participation and for using AT&T Executive Teleconference. You may now disconnect.